Today's episode is 7 things you will regret in the future. As you know, most of the people tend to make the same mistakes, but the interesting part is that nobody pay attention to other people's life. Everybody only pay attention to their own life, and I can assure you that even your own mistakes, sometimes we don't collect the right information after it happened. So that's why today I want to share with you 7 things that I believe most of the people tend to make mistakes on. And if we can prevent this, or at least mitigate this problem, we are going to have an easier life. By the way, the original podcast of this was something that I stole from Alux channel. So if you want to check the original, you can go to Alux. But here are the 7 Uncle Balta regrets that people will have in the future. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, if you are tired of going to the prostitute, to the university, and still being like a piece of shit, go to inglesparacholos.com and please spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. So time to get started. The first mistake is settling down too soon. I remember when I was 25 years old. I was living comfortable. I had my own vitamin business, making money. I had a nice car, women all the time, living here in a nice house. So in my mind was, why do I have to keep working hard? Or even worse, it was, why should I keep finding new ways to make money? I remember when I was 25, I hired a secretary, Camila, if you remember her. I hired Camila, I hired another guy. I was trying to work, but I said, yes, I just want to help people. I don't want to make money. And that was a huge mistake. You know why? Because first, inflation is a thing. So if you're comfortable doing some money now, the same money will not be the same in 3 years or even just in 2 years. So that's why always making more money is important. The second thing is that we need to use that money to leverage ourselves. And if we don't want to make more, means that we need to keep working like huevonazos. Another stuff also is that when we settle down, we not only settle down for money, we also settle down for skills. And our skills need to evolve with the time. The market won't be the same in the next 5 years. So for example, if I'm good now doing content, that doesn't mean that the same quality of content is going to be good in 5 years or 3 years. So always our skill to earn money and our skill to in general, to make money need to go up. That's why settling down too soon is a problem. And another thing that we kind of forget is that in the future we will have more responsibilities. For example, maybe you will have a family, maybe your parents will get older and they will need you to help them, and we forget those things. We forget that maybe now you are not the main guardian, no es el principal guardián of the family, but in the future you will be the main guardian, and that main guardian will have to take care of your children, of your parents, and maybe of your wife. So that's why settling down is a terrible idea, not just because of you, but because the rest of your people will need you in the future. That is the first mistake. The second one is not monetizing your passion. When we start, we all start with shitty jobs or businesses. I can tell you my first business was a speed reading classes, clase de lectura rápida. And I kind of like it, but it was still boring. I remember the attitude was bad because most of the people who came to my classes were not the ones who paid the classes, were the children, los hijos of my customers. So my customers will pay me so their children can study speed reading. So it was kind of boring. And doing boring things or uncomfortable things for money when you start is not an issue. The problem is if you remain in that rat wheel, en esa rueda de rata, for more time. So that's why we need to find ways to monetize the things that we enjoy. And there are 2 ways to do it. One way is, what do I like? What are the options to monetize that? Little case. If you like fitness, for example, I can coach people, I can sell supplements, I can sell equipment for doing exercise, I can sell digital material, I can sell memberships for gym. So there are a lot of ways to monetize. Try to check within those options which is the one that is closer for you, which is the one that will be easier for you. And the other way to monetize your passion is by combining your hobbies. For example, I love practicing my English. I love analyzing topics. And I really enjoy doing podcasts. Three hobbies that I'm doing now. Now in this moment, I'm doing the three hobbies at the same time. And I'm helping other people to fix their problems with my hobbies. This is how I monetize it. And of course, we need to be smart when we monetize. For example, I could sell this the ads for this podcast to Google Ads or to any other platform, but they would pay me like cents for that shit. But if I create my own product or my own system, Inglés para Cholos or my supplements or the audiobooks, now I can make a lot of money because all the money goes to my company instead of giving the money away to other companies. So learning how to monetize your passion, checking the options, combine your hobbies to fix problems is a good investment in the long term. That is something that you won't regret. No te vas a arrepentir if you do it now. The next one, the third thing that people regret is not changing their social circle. It's very unlikely that you can improve yourself if you keep gathering with the same motherfuckers. Most of the people, as we know, they are wrong in life. They are clowns and monkeys. When you are in the school, in university, you don't feel that much the difference because you are also a monkey. But when you try to develop yourself, when you try to take your life to the next level, you will find out that there are people that they don't have your same objectives. These people that love to settle down, as we mentioned in the first tip, they don't want you to progress because now you will make them feel bad. So a simple technique that I have, especially for all my people, is at the beginning you need to isolate yourself. You need to be lonely for some time. Gather yourself with good content, check good podcasts, good audiobooks, gather yourself with coaches, join courses, whatever you have to do to gather yourself with the best people as possible. When you level up your life, maybe not wow, but a little bit, now try to go back to your original circle, your university circle, your school circle, and check who of these people also want to improve their life. I can tell you from my university, I have many friends that I still talk with them and we gather together because they are also doing their businesses and they also want to improve their life. And not necessarily you need that everybody around you is successful, but they need to be hungry of success. The hunger of success is the most important part. If you see people that are always trying to have like good conversation topics, always are sharing, hey, I found that, you are exchanging value, that is good friends that you should keep next to you. And also, you need to develop like a strong personality. If you want to be the good role model, a buen ejemplo, the good role model is only going to work if you have a strong personality. When I go to a party, I am the only one who doesn't drink. I don't drink alcohol. So if someone make a joke why I don't drink alcohol, I make a joke back. That's how I handle. I don't feel bad. I don't feel discouraged. I don't start drinking just to please the other person. Because if I do it, now I am following into their game. You want people to, if they want to be next to you, they need to respect your decisions. And if they want, they can improve their life. But you cannot decrease the quality of your life just to fit in their group. Let's go to the next one. That is the number four. That is, we need to learn to invest in an early stage. And when I'm talking about investing, I'm talking about money and time. Both things are important. Talking about money, many people ask me like, hey, where can I invest 1,000 soles? People say, can I invest in Bitcoin, in stocks? 1,000 soles for people in other countries is just like $250, American dollars. So it's not that much money. So the answer is simple. It's like investing early is understanding that the biggest return always is going to be acquiring skills. For example, if I want to run 1,000 soles on Facebook ads, I can easily bring back a return of 4,000 soles. Easy, yeah? Well, I put 1,000 soles, I bring back 4,000 soles. Why? Because I have the skill. So before investing in the ads, invest in acquiring the skills. That is the number one. The second thing I would say, invest in promote your skill, because now you want people to know that you have your skill. That is a huge mistake that many people don't understand. They spend years trying to improve, well, according to them, because it's not that they are good neither, but according to them, they spend years trying to improve the skill. They are good with according to their standards, but they never promote the skill, so how can they monetize it? And the third investment is leverage. So once that you acquire the skill, you promote the skill, people hire you, now you need to find a team or technology that allow you to scale. So now you can give the solution to more people and you can make even more money. That is learning how to invest. People think learning how to invest is putting the money in the stock market. No, no, that is later in the game. But the first 10 years or 15 years, I would say is basically learn to acquire skills, promote the skills, and scale the skills. The number five, the next one, is we need to, but before, friendly reminder, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 9890 23986. I reply all the messages by myself, so please just text me to buy my things. Vitamins, Inglés para Cholos, or the audiobooks. The other thing that people will regret is when they don't deload responsibilities. How many 30 years old people do you know with gray hair, con canas? How many 30-year-old people you know that they have like shitty health issues? Why? Because they were all the time acquiring responsibilities, tasks, activities to do, and they never deload them. We need to do that thing. If you don't do it, you are going to explode eventually. There are many ways to start doing that. For me, my favorite is you can start by selecting your customers. Be picky with your customers. When you start, yes, maybe you have to absorb all the customers that you can. But when you are making some money, why you keep working with shitty customers? A shitty customer can destroy your life. Some people say, no, but it's money. Yes, but he's draining the energy that could go to people that really love what you are doing and really value your effort. So select your customers. That's something that I do now. Like, the first like slightly thing that I feel that someone is not going to do what I'm telling, I'm like, please, fix the shit. You know, like make it clear. And once that you do that, people will take you seriously and you will find out that you have a lot of energy. If you have good customers, you can work easy, like 5 hours, 6 hours in a row, and you don't feel it. You feel that you're working with your friends. But when you have a shitty customer, and sometimes shitty customers are not all born in the same way. A shitty customer could be maybe someone that he had a bad day and he just wants someone to, you know, he wants revenge, and you are the closest person to that customer. Especially if you are new in the market, you will have a lot of people trying to pick on you because you are the weak link in their social circle. So be careful with that. Maybe they had a bad day. Another reason could be maybe because they are working with you, but they don't want to work with you. That's happening a lot of times. If you are teaching, for example, in the case of English, they want English because they need the English for a job interview, but they don't want to learn English. That's why always I ask, before people pay the money, why are you learning? Because you want to know their why. If they really want to work with you or if they are forced with you. You don't want the people that will be forced to work with you. And the third one would be because, it's funny, this one, but many people, they don't know how to make their money. They suffer a lot to make their money, and they want you to suffer also for the money that they pay to you. This is an interesting one. I remember when I used to sell Lipo 6 Black, the fat burners, I used to sell them cheap, like 120 soles, and they cost me 90 soles. So I was making like 30 soles in profit. And I remember one trainer, he told me, oh, Jose, you know, I work 1 hour for 30 soles. So at least we need to talk like 20 minutes to justify the money. So it's like they want you to pay the price of your profit. And those also are shitty customers. They are not there for the benefit. They are there because they want to drain your pain first. And before jumping to the next regret, I will say also part of deloading stress or activities from your life is finding solutions that can be applied many times for problems that appear many times. In the case of my Volkswagen Escarabajo, my Volkswagen bag, I know that every 5 months or 6 months, I need to take it to the mechanic. So if I know that, am I going to every 6 months take it by myself to the mechanic? No, I found a mechanic that lives half a block from my house. So I just call him and he come and pick the car up. Armando need to go out 4 times per day. I walk him twice. So the other two times, I have a person who walk Armando. A woman clean the house. So problems that always appear, you can find a person that start fixing the problems. What is the biggest mistake that I can see people make? Is that instead of trying to gather a team of people that help them with their activities, they spend that money going on a trip, me voy de viaje, I want to buy a fancy car, a fancy apartment. That is something that you can do after. First, you need to build your team and also acquire the right technology. The right technology is going to save you a lot of time. I'm talking about artificial intelligence tools. I'm talking about maybe a good microphone. Like now, I'm talking with a Rode, a Rode microphone that helped me to amplify my effort. So those are things that will allow you to deload the charge in your life. And before wrapping this podcast, I'm feeling better. Huh? I think my recovery is going fast. So maybe by Tuesday, I will have a podcast in Spanish for the YouTube channel. The number six is a big regret that people will have is that they all the time were switching skills instead of stacking skills. How it goes? For example, you know many people that they start learning something and after 1 month or 2 months, they stop learning that and jump to other stuff. That is a stupid way to handle your life. And I will say that is not a coincidence. That is something that the school and education system taught us. They taught us that if you study something for 2 months or 6 months, you can get a degree, un cartón, y ya sabes eso. And that is stupid. But thanks God, I started going to the gym very early in my life. I started going to the gym when I was 13 years old. Also practiced mixed martial arts. And I understood in an early stage that skills, you never finish learning the skills. It's like English. People go to the prostituto 3 years and they say, I speak English. They don't speak shit. First, because they don't practice, and second, because the method was shitty method. But that's where I'm trying to go. It's like, don't switch skills. Just keep stacking skills. So I keep practicing my English. I keep learning of how to run ads on social media. I know how to do it, but I can learn how to do it better. I keep learning about diet. I know how to handle my diet, but I know that always there are some little tips that I can include in my diet, so it's going to be easier. The same happened with exercises. So always keep stacking more and more value, stacking more knowledge within your skills is going to help you. Don't try to learn everything. How many people I know that they say, oh, I speak 4 languages. You try to speak in English with them and they don't speak shit. So it's better less skills, but well known, well done, than trying to know about everything. Don't be the TikTok guy. But at the same time, don't be the TikTok guy, but also don't be the thesis guy. The thesis guy is the opposite of the TikTok guy. It's the guy that just know one specific thing is irrelevant, because at least you need to know how to promote the thing that you know and try to know how to make it interesting. So don't be in the spectrum of the TikTok guy, and don't be in the spectrum of the thesis guy. And last but not least, is never downgrade your life. We all want convenience. What is convenience? Conveniencia. Have an easier life, a more friendly life. Okay. But there are different ways to achieve convenience. There are the smart ways and the shitty ways. Let's talk about the diet. This case I'm going to mention with diet, but you can apply this to any other area of your life. Let's say that I want to make my diet simple. The shitty way is downgrading your diet. It's calling el Cocoluchos, el McDonald's, el Little Caesar, la pizza, whatever shit you want to eat. That is a shitty way to have convenience. Yes, the delivery is going to bring the food to your house. You don't need to cook. You have something to eat. But your health is going to be deteriorated, whatever. And also the problem is going to be that you are going to start gaining weight. You're going to become a pig full of fat. Then you won't have energy. And then you keep buying more of that food because you are lazy to prepare your own meals. That is a way to downgrade your life. You don't want convenience by downgrade. You want convenience by buying convenience or by simplifying your life. Buying convenience will be what I used to do before. I used to hire a Venezuelan woman, not Venezolana, bien algona, and she used to come to my house to prepare the meals here. I would pay her, I remember I used to pay her, I think back then in time, like 80 soles. So for 80 soles, I would have my meals for 3 days, and the sex was free, within quotes, of course. So for 80 soles, I would have meals and sex. That was a way to pay for convenience. After that, she didn't want to continue cooking, just the sex, so I had to start cooking by myself, but I simplified the process. So now what I do is I eat just meat or chicken, I chop the meat in the morning, in the afternoon I just throw it to the bowl, and in the carbohydrate is potato or sweet potato plus some avocados, and it's easy. While I'm preparing that food, I'm listening to podcasts, writing ideas down, so it's so fucking easy, it's simple. So if you want convenience, make your life simple or buy convenience, but never downgrade your life. And well, just one extra Uncle Balta tip to add before wrapping this podcast is that we need to be solution-oriented. We live in a world where people are always, you know, annoyed by what is happening. Oh, this is not according with my plans. The destiny, the universe is conspiring against me. But the universe will conspire in your favor when you start fixing problems one by one. Start with just one thing. What is the easiest, closer thing to you that you can start working on? And you'll find out how the universe helped you. And remember to feel good. Don't wait until things improve to feel good. Feel good now, and that will make things improve in your life. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number. +51 9890 23986. By the way, you can type this URL, unclebalta.com, and it's going to redirect you to my WhatsApp channel. Hope you enjoyed this podcast.